You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shin Lamed Dalet. We have six more pages like this to finish the mitzvah. So my goal is to do two pages if we can for every Sunday. So in three Sundays we can be finished this plus two others. So let's start. Mavur Ol B'Shas Pesachim Chesem Beis. There is a sugin Pesachim Chesem Beis with a statement. Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami made a straightforward statement. Call me she'ein lo karka eina ulul regel. Someone who does not have karka, who doesn't own karka in Israel, is not chayv in aliyah lo regel. Shenemar, as it is stated, this is a Farish Gemara, when it speaks about Klal Yisrael and the Torah going up while aliyah lo regel, there's a haftach in the Torah. That when you go up to Yerushalayim and you leave your land, v'lo yachmod ishets artzecha ba'aloisecha. Nobody will covet your land when you go up aliyah lo regel. V'nei l'harambam, and according to the Rambam's general shita, that kol ha'patur mi'ri'ah is patur mi'chagiga, this person who owns no land would also be patur from a korban chagiga. V'chein l'shitas toisus k'mo shebi'arnu. And according to Tosfos, this is also the case. Ubitava Tosfos Chagiga Bezomer Aleph Divra Maschel Chutz Kosvu De'ein LeMeidim Min Akloos Da'ashir B'Mishnah Dinze Misha'ein LoKarka V'Chein Kosvu Tosfos Pesachim Gimel Beis Divra Maschel Me'Aliyah V'Mvur Divivrehem D'Chein Halacha V'Rambam Hishpit Dinze De Misha'ein LoKarka U'Kfar Higers Bazeh Mishnah Melech Per Gimel Aleph. So a few things. First of all, I'll just tell you the background to that Gemara. That Gemara in Pesachim is talking about the chiyuv for someone to go ahead and do bedika. So the Gemara says a person even has to do bedika b'chorim or b'stokim. So the Gemara says, how could a guy go ahead and stick his hand in a hole? Who knows what will be in there? It's sakana. So the Gemara says, shiluach mitzvah ein nizokim. And the Gemara makes a statement, Shiluach mitzvah ein nizokim b'halichason and b'chazirason. They won't be nizok, be harmed if they're doing a mitzvah, whether they're going or returning. So the Gemara looks for a source. So the Gemara says the source is this pasuk. The source of the pasuk is that when you go aliyah l'regel, since you're doing a mitzvah, nothing will happen to your property. So the Gemara learns that when you're on your way aliyah l'regel, when you go aliyah l'regel, nothing will occur to you. There will be no harm to your property. So the Gemara derives from there shiluach mitzvah ein nizokin. The Gemara says menola b'chazirasan. How do you know that when someone returns, it's true also? Because if you look at the pasuk says v'lo yachmod ishas artzecha bi'alosecha. That's on your way there. How do you know on the way back also? So the Gemara says from another pasuk by the Shlosh Regalim. It says by Pesach, Ufanis baboker lo halecha. And the next day you will turn and go back to your house. So the Gemara says lo halecha seems to indicate that your house is in good condition. It's still standing. So the Gemara says, afilu b'chazirasim, even your return.
What do you mean the pasuk for that?
Why don't you need a pasuk?
Because if there's haftacha that when you're going, so what do you think? Just when you're going, you're going to get it, but when you come back, you're not going to get it.
The Gemara says adarav. The Gemara says if I have a pasuk b'chazara, right? B'halicha mi boyle. I mean, the Gemara has logic the other way. If after I've completed the mitzvah and I'm coming back, ufanis lo alecha, your ohel is shalem, kal v'chomer. Why do I need a pasuk on my way there?
But do you think the Rebbeinu Shlomo will tell you to go there but coming back, you're in trouble?
Yeah, it's a pretty good svara.
It's very weird.
It's a pretty good svara.
Well, you're asking a general question. Do you think Hashem will give you a mitzvah if it's going
to
end up in disaster?
But that's a general
point that you're making. That why do I need a pasuk for this idea? This idea should be self-evident. Is that what you're saying? How could it be?
Of Chazor should be
self-evident. Don't
going to,
no,
if you need a raya for going there,
I would say
you need a raya for coming back.
I would say coming back is included in going. The Torah is telling you go,
but the Gemara
don't
says,
worry about going.
The Gemara has an
apostle,
but the Gemara has a story the other way. Yeah. If I have a pasuk of Hanisa lo alecha on your return, your ohel will be sholem, of course on your way there, which is a good kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ein hachinami. The pasuk of lo yachmod ishas arzacha baloisacha does not come to teach a shiluch mitzvah in nizokim. Because that I would learn from Hanisa lo alecha. If b'chazara b'halicha kol shekin. So what is that pasuk for? So the Gemara says, for Amar of Ami. It's for the statement of Amar of Ami, who says, Kum shmisha ein lo karka, ein lo chayev ba'li l'regel. That the pasuk comes to teach you, you have to have a piece of land that will not be harmed in order for you to go ali l'regel. So of course that's the Gemara. So the question is, first of all, do we pasuk like that Gemara? So Tosfos in two places says we pasuk like the Gemara. Tosfos there on Chesam Beis says we pasuk like the Gemara. As I mean, we mentioned many times, Tosfos in Pesachim Gimel Mebeis also says we paskin like that Gemara. Because in Gimel Mebeis there's the whole sugi of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and the guy, where the guy says, I ate from the alia of the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, go and ask to eat from the tail. Because he knows that'll be a giveaway. So Tosfos seems to be bothered, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira go on alia l'regel? So he says, Osha Hayachola, Osha Hayazakain, Osha Ein Lo Karka, like the Gemara later in Chesam and Beis. That's Tosfos Shita. Well, Tosfos says, Inami, another Pshat in Tosfos, Inami. Inami, he lived in Chutz Laaretz. And someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz is not Chayiv in Alei L'Regel. So Shita's Tosfos now, but Tosfos in Chagiga Beis Amin Aleph is bothered. The first Mishnah says, Hakol Chayavim Biri'iyah. Chutz Micheresh Shaita V'Katan and Noshim. So Tosfos there and Beis Manav says, why doesn't it list Misha Ein Lo Karka? So Tosfos says the Mishnah does not list anything that is not a Psul Haguf. Anything that's a Psul Haguf the Mishnah lists, but anything that is not a Psul Haguf but there's another Limud is not in the Mishnah. Like he says, these are the examples he gives. Tomei he says is not in the Mishnah because it's not a Psul Haguf. He says, Karka is not in the Mishnah because it's not a Psul Haguf. Bursky, a guy who works in a tanning factory, the Gemara learns that he can't go Ali L'Regel because a person who goes Ali L'Regel has to go in a crowd, and a Bursky can't go in a crowd because of the smell that emanates from him. So Tosfos says the Mishnah only lists those things that are Psul Haguf. This Tosfos is important because Tosfos seems to say there are two categories of Psulim by Ali L'Regel. One is a psul haguf, a cheresh shoita cotton chiger. The other psulim are psulim that are external to the human being, but are learned out from limudim. So Tosfos says that's why Mishain lo karka is not in the Mishnah. The problem is the Rambam nowhere mentions this din of a harambam hishmet din zeh, the Mishain lo karka. So the Rambam does not list anywhere that someone who is lacking karka does not have ownership of karka. Is Pata from Ali L'Regel. So the question is, why doesn't the Rambam list this? So the Tzlach Kedaka B'Kaidesh in Chesam and Beis says that he was asked by Hagoyin Rabbi Yeshaya Mibreslau this question. You know who that was? Rabbi Yeshaya Mibreslau?
Probably Yeshaya Pick.
Oh yeah? Rabbi Yeshaya Mibreslau asked him this question. And the footnote says this is actually a Shaila in Nodi Behuda. Well, a Shaila Sechuvah Nodi Behuda was this question. Why does the Rambam not list the patur of Misha Ein Lo Karka? So Kedaka B'Kaidish, the Nadiv, has a little pilpul. He says you should know that there's a problem here. The problem here is a ger. Would a ger be chayev in Aliyah L'Regel? Because at the end of the day, the only way that a ger can acquire karka is through being koineh. And when we said when you're kind of something, you don't have a kinyan haguf. You only have a kinyan peros. Right. And the Rambam paskins kinyan peros lav ki kinyan haguf dummy. So according to the Rambam, there would be no way that Misha Ein Lo Karka could ever be chayiv. If you're not Yorish Kaikri,
you only have a kinyan peros on Stei Achuzo.
What?
On the Stei Achuzo, don't kinyan peros. But other land, which is not a Stei Achuzo, you can't kinyan haguf, no? Why only Kohen Kinyan Peres? Because of the Nachla, no?
No, the only Kohen Kinyan Peres because it goes back by Yovel. Anything that goes back by Yovel, the Gemara says, is considered to be a Kinyan Peres, not a Kinyan Guf. The Rambam Paskins
50 at least.
I'm asking. That you can't have a Kinyan Guf from Bote Orei Chaim again.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. By the way, the Tzlax approaches the Rambam Paskins Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Guf Dami. So if Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Guf Dami, there's no way that you could ever acquire Karka to be Chayv and Alila Rega. The problem is that Tzlax says by Hakel it says, what does the Pasuk say by Hakel? Anoshim Noshim Taf Vegercha. So if a Ger is Chayv in Hakel, the Tzlax says, it shows you that for Hakel you don't need a Kinyan HaGuf. Kinyan Peres is enough for Hakel. So since there's a Gzer Shava from Hakel to Re'iyah, the Rambam would be learning just like a Ger is Chayv in Hakel, a Ger would be Chayv in Alila Regel. That's the Tzlach's interpretation of the Rambam. And if a Ger is Chayv in Alila Regel, it must show that a Kinyan Peres is enough for Alila Regel. You don't need a Kinyan HaGuf. So the Tzlach feels that the Rambam is arguing on this Gemara. That the Rambam is actually not poskening like this Memra. Which becomes a very interesting subject.
Still, you have somebody who doesn't have Karka at all. He doesn't have Kinyan HaGuf, he doesn't have Kinyan, he has nothing. He's a hobo.
No, you're saying, why doesn't the Rambam interpret the Gemara Amar of Ami that a list of Kinyan Peres is what's required? It's an interesting question. I don't know. But it appears that the Tzlach is under the impression that a Kinyan Peres will not suffice for you to fulfill your chiyuv of having karka for Alil the Regal according to the Gemara. And since the Rambam Paskins, the Ger is Chayev in Hakel, like the Pasuk says, and there's a Gzer Shav from Hakel, it would imply that a Ger is also Chayev in Alil the Regal. Which is interesting. If that's the case, he's saying the Rambam is paskining, basically the Tzlach is saying the Rambam is paskining against the Mimra of Rav Ami. And saying even if you don't have Karka, you're Chayev in Alil the Regal. So it turns out that according to the Tzlach, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether you need karka or not to be chayv in aliyah l'regel.
If you're holding a very lot in the goof, you're not chayv in bikurim.
Well, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Gittin Memches, right? That says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, lo matzini yadenu v'raglenu b'beis ha-medrash.
And so Mela, that's not called Adama Shonosatavu.
Right.
So Mela also is not considered...
Yeah, but the question is, it's not considered Adama Shonosatavu, because Nasatavu means that you really own it, correct? And the problem is that Rabbi Yochanan paskins that ha'achim shecholkel b'kuch hazein and kinyan peros lav kinyan guf dami. So no one ever has a kinyan guf for bikurim. But we know for sure bikurim requires kinyan guf. Because like you're saying, the pasuk says, the Gemara says, if I paskin kinyan peros kinyan guf dami, I'm not chayv in bikurim. Because it's yini ha'doma asher nosat ali. But who says I need that level of kinyan by Alila Regel? Because the Pasuk just says, Lo yachmod ish es artzacha. Artzacha, the Parshat Pshat and the Pasuk says, don't worry about your possessions when you go up. Those possessions could even include Kinyan Peres, right? But there's an assumption in the Tzlach that that's not the case. The Turei Evin, let's see the next paragraph, also has that assumption. Because the Turei Evin says, B'sefer Turei Evin, Hiksha lama likro dechatzi evin dechatzi ben chorim pater machma sheyesh lo odom. Why do I need a special pasuk, Pnei Adon, to say Mishi Yesh Lo Adon Echad Velo Adon Acher? Typically, I should know Chetzi Evin Chetzi Ben Chorim is Chayev, is Potter, not because of a special lima, but rather the Mehechan Yesh Lo Karka. How in the world can a Chetzi Evin Chetzi Ben Chorim have Karka? Let's say someone gave it to the Chetzev and Chetzev ben Choron. He purchased it, it was given to him. The problem is, Habizman shall novel Yohetan, shall Yovel Noheg, Lamad Yomakim Peres Lavkin and Goof, Lohavi Artsachel Kamo Bikurim. I ain't getting them Chesim and Aleph. Viteritz Dekra Osi, Lizman Shain Yovel Noheg. So the answer to Turi Evin is a little different. The answer to Turi Evin is that the pasuk of V'lo Yachmod, right? V'lo Shnemer Lo Yachmod Ish Asartzach Baal Lo Yisachat is referring when everyone can have a kinyan haguf. When can everyone have a kinyan haguf? Bizman She'ein Yovel Noek. So therefore, the way the Turi Evin gets around the problem of kinyan haguf is Bizman She'ein Yovel Noek. The question is, would the Turi Evin, like the Tzlach, say the same thing by Hakel? That a ger is only chayev and Hakel is man she'ein ha-yovel noheg. I don't know. Could you have such a tzir? Lechor, you could. So for instance, what's a tzir according to Minchas Chinuch? That you'd go up to the base of Minish Aliyah L'Regel without yovel being noheg? Could go b'bayis she'ini u'la'achar shegolu ha-shvatin. I feel b'bayis rishon. There are certain scenarios whereby there's a base of Mikdash, there's Aliyah L'Regel, but there is no yovel. Because yovel needs bizman sha rov yoshva aleha. For yovel, you need a certain population requirement for there to be a chiv yovel.
We're very close to it right now.
Yeah.
6 million Jews though there.
So it's interesting that the Turi Evin goes in a different direction. And l'chor, the Turi Evin could have answered the Tzlach in a different way. That the Rambam does not bring this halacha, because this halacha maybe is only shayach bizman she'ein ha-yovel noheg. When everyone could actually have a kinyan haguf, and even a ger could be chayv and hakel. But he has v'ayin mashe kasafi la'el, v'chibar zeh kam pa'amim, the mishkachas im Yisrael, ba al-chet she'shefer v'chet she'baskherin. The avlami mani ha-vichatzi evi v'chatzi ben chayrin. So the Minchas Chinuch has another seer, another possibility, another scenario by which a Chetzi Evid Chetzi Ben Choyrin could own karka. One possibility is the Chetzi Evid Chetzi Ben Karka, like he said, purchases or is given land. And in that case where he purchases or given land, he would only have a Kinyan Haguf. That's a problem. So he's saying,
what? You only have
Kinyan Paris. So answer number one was he purchases a property and he can own it, but kinyan haguf because the yovel is not yohed, knowing. The other possibility is that a chetzi evi chetzi ben choyrin could somehow get karka through Yerusha, which would be a kinyan haguf. How, according to Minchas Chinuch, would he get karka through Yerusha? Yisrael ba al chetzi shiva chetzi baskayrin. Yisrael has a child with the chetzia ba, with the chetzia shifra, chetzia bas chorin, that havlad mimena.
That's an iser, right?
The vlad, according to the Rambam.
Isn't that a sifra?
One shita.
According to the Targum, it's the iser d'oraisa of lo yekodesh. According to the Rambam, it's only iser d'rabbana. Machlok is rishon. What? Right. It could be Eved Ivri, right? Eved Ivri, right? Adam Masalo Shifcha. So it doesn't have to be a scenario where it's Asr, correct? It could be a scenario where Adam Masalo Shifcha. But here it's interesting. He's a Ba'al Chetzi Shifcha Chetzi Baschar. The Havlad Mimena, right? The Vlad goes after the Pigam, correct? The Havlad Mimena Havi Chetzi Chetzi Ben Chayri. So now the question is this interesting point that he makes an assumption. And the footnote questions this assumption. If I have a chetzi shifra, chetzi baschayrin, Yisrael ba'al chetzi shifra, chetzi baschayrin, and they have a child, and the child has the status of, the child is a male, with the status of a chetzi evid, chetzi ben chayrin, then that Yisrael father dies. Okay, you don't need kedushin tofsin for Yerusha, right? Because whether kedushin is tofsin or not is a major question in Gittin. Do you have Tfisus Kedusha or not? But let's assume you have no Tfisus Kedusha. Which is what? According to one man, Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Gittin Mem Gimel, right? Yeah, but I'm just saying, you don't need, whether there's Tfisus Kedusha or not, doesn't matter. You still, there's still Yerusha even without Tfisus Kedusha. That's what it says? He thinks that.
Okay,
כן, כן, כן.
שאין לו יורשים, שאם הוא יוריד בן, הבן לא מסיע על סחרו. כי כתב זה קידושים.
The Minchas Chinuch is assuming that this child will have what? The Minchas Chinuch assumes this child, the Tzad Cheirishabo, would be Yerush. And therefore you'd have a scenario of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, actually having a Kinyan Guf. Take a look at footnote, was that footnote 35?
Yeah.
Take a look at that footnote. L'hola mitzvah tofei tes osvav, t'ver matzal chetzi b'ira b'einu kavanasa. Shemitzad chelek ha-ben chayrin. Dino ki Yisrael, the Yorish Krobo. Va'ayin la'el mitzvah alef osyad alef nistapik rabbeinu imrohu leirish. O misyaches akra'imo ve'eno Yorish. So it seems that this is an open question in the Minchas Chinuch. Whether the child from a ben chayrin and a chatzi chef and chatzi baskarin can be Yorish. The problem is creating a scenario by which a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin has a kinyan haguf, and you'd need a pasuk. Because if he doesn't have a kinyan haguf, what do I need a pasuk for? According to Tosfos, he would be pater from aliyah l'regel because he doesn't own karka. Okay. Od nira midivrei Tosfos p'sachim hanal. The gam mi shadar b'chutzlarz. I told you there's a third answer in Tosfos Gimel Mibbeis. Why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser wasn't aylul aliyah l'regel? One was zaken chayla, the other was ein lo karka. The third one was maybe he was in chutzlar. Potter min ha-re'iyah v'chagigah. But Rambam lo hevi zeh. The Rambam also does not bring this din of chutzlar. Vayein l'mishra l'melech. Perek aleph mekavim petra halacha aleph. Niskashe b'divrei Tosfos. Umashe k'safi l'el b'chibur b'ez Hashem Yisbaruch. V'ine havenu la'el. D'mi shelo hikriv berishon shel yontif. Someone who is not makriv the chagiga on the first day. The Gemara says that the Ferish of Mishni is tashlumim. The Mishnah Tesalman Aleph says choge kol shiva. Yesh lo tashlumim makriv kol haregya. V'kulam tashlumim berishon hen. U'mi shelo ayo roi b'yom rishon potter mi tashlumim. But someone who could not bring on the first day is Pater from Tashlumim. Tes Amad Aleph. There's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia. Famous Machlokes. Chiger B'Yom Rishon. Someone who is limp, cannot walk on Yom Rishon. V'nispashet B'toch HaRegel. What is his halacha? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kulon, all the days of Yontif, are Tashlumim Yom Rishon. Go back to the first day. And if he's Pater Mitam Chigar on the first day, there's no Tashlumim.
So do you think Tosfos would apply that even if someone didn't have Kark on the first day, and then he
that's exactly the discussion later. We're going to have. Because we have that discussion by Tomei.
Right.
That's exactly the discussion we're going to have. That's exactly the point. So the question, that's Shemachlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshe. Ayin Rambam Kan Paragimu Halacha Aleph. V'hainu im kaidem alos ha-shachar shal rishon nitma o na'o na'ase chigar u'kadoyma. Someone becomes tamei, but someone becomes crippled the first night of Yontif. So going into the first day of Yontif, he has a patur of chagigar aliyah l'regel. Ba'ofen shelo haya roi kol yom rishon. If the whole first day he is out of commission, ain't tzorich lahashlim. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, kulon tashlum in the rishon, as long as he's incapacitated the first day, he's part of the kol regel. Af de belel yontif rishon. This is very interesting. Hayachazi mikomakom paskinan de belel mechusazman ayin rambam sham. This is a very important halacha. Let's say the first night of yontif, the guy is totally healthy. But between the night and Alos HaShachar, the Zman Chiyuv, he's crippled, let's say. He goes to the hospital. And he cannot move. Therefore, the whole first day, i.e. day, literally day, from Alos to the end of the day, he's unable to go Aliyah L'Regel. What about the fact that the night prior night, he was healthy? Doesn't matter, because the night doesn't matter. Because the night is not a time to be Makriv Korban. It's Mechus Zman. It's not the time you could bring a korban the night before. when I read this, I thought of a very interesting Rashi in Sukkah. There's a Rashi in Sukkah that's fantastic Rashi. The Gemara in Sukkah, I forget what daf exactly is. Maybe Lamed Dalet, Lamed Vav, maybe, I'm not sure exactly. Miyesh dichui etzel mitzvah sanat. The Gemara says there's a concept of dichui etzel korbanos. The Gemara in Krisus says that if I have a korban, right, the Gemara says if I have a korban, and while I'm in the process of bringing the korban, nifkam hamizbeach, there's a moment within which I'm not able to bring that korban as a korban. Kev the nidcha nidcha. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says the famous Gemara in Kedusha, ain balei chayim nidochim, etc., etc. But the Gemara says the concept of dichu etzel korbanos.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The question is there dichu etzel mitzvahs? What's the scenario of the Gemara? The scenario of the Gemara is a hadas shenikdam rosho. You have a hadas, the top is cut off. The halacha is if it then grows back, a little flower, or a little growth on top, a clove on top, then becomes kosher. So the question is, do you say that since there's a moment, niktam rosho, kevin de nidcha nidcha? So the Gemara says there are two questions. One is dichui meikara, and one is nira v'nifsal v'chayzer. What's dichui meikara? Dichui meikara is it gets cut off before yontif. So it goes into yontif pasul. That's one case. The other case, it goes into yontif kosher, gets cut and then grows the flower. So the question is, Rashi says, when is going into Yontif? Rashi says it's the night of Yontif. Very interesting. Rashi says it's Leil Yontif. That Dichui Meikara means that before the night of Yontif it gets cut off. Chos de Venira, Rashi says, it goes into the night of Yontif good, gets cut off and then grows back. So the question is, what cut in the night of Yontif according to Rashi? The mitzvah is not shaykh to the next day. But somehow Rashi feels, nevertheless, for the definition of Chayza Venira, the evening of Yontif is enough to say it's Zman Asiyas Lulav, even though Lulav is not kosher until the next day. So I was thinking here, you couldn't say this by Karbanos, because by Karbanos it's different. Karbanos and Mechus is Zman. Karbanos are not Shaykh to bring that night. But it is interesting that Rashi and Sukkah feels the evening for certain dinim, by Chayza Venira, by Niktam Rosho, it's considered to be the Yontif already. But for Aliyah Regel, the Minchas Chinuch says, no. You're not considered to be Roy unless you had some health or you had a Zman Achiyuv during the day. Being healthy the first night of Yontif is not enough. You have to have had the ability, V'zeh Pashut, V'cheinim Ba'amur HaShach, like he says, if in the morning when the Zman Achiyuv starts, B'Yontif Rishon Hayah Chazi, the chiga goes on the morning, not the evening. Says it's pashut, but you do have that Rashi in Sukkah, who seems to say by dichui etzel mitzvos it's the night that counts, which is a very interesting, a little strange that Rashi. Kevin the yomtov rishon b'gar hayeroi, kenu b'kesef mishnah who pashut. V'im haya pashut v'rishon. It's very interesting. Let's say the guy is totally healthy the first day. The guy is totally healthy the first day. And he's unable to go Aliyah L'Regel. So he's chayav the first day. Now he has tashlumim kol shiva. Now what happens is he goes ahead and he breaks his leg. Now he can go Aliyah L'Regel with a wheelchair or crutches. Do you say that he should do that or not? Do you say, he was chayav the first day, therefore he had a shas achiyuv, therefore the chiyuv, ramelei chiyuv, he has a chiyuv, and the fact that he's now considered to be a suhaguf doesn't matter, because the first day of Yontif he was actually considered to be roy. So Tosfos on Tesamon Aleph has a suffix about this. The Tosfos starts out v'tzorech iyun. So the Achronim ask a question. What's the obvious question? B'chor, this should be told in Machlokes, no Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Ishiya, shouldn't it? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kulan Tashlumim Derishon. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole Yontif is Tashlumim Derishon. So if every day is Tashlumim Derishon, L'chayra, he was Chayav the first day. So even though he's a Chigur on the Chol HaMoed, still, he had the Chiyuv the first day that he has to fulfill, right? But according to Rabbi Yoshua, who says, Kol Zayin Tashlumim Zelazeh. each day is considered to be a separate day and a separate chiyuv, I'd say now let's look at him. He's a chigar, he's potter.
But the second day is still a tashma of the rishon.
What?
The second day is still chayiv. The second day, even rishon, is tashma of the rishon. That would be the third day.
The lashon of Rav Oshe is kulan tashlumim zelazeh, right?
Right. The second is.
And the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina, by the way? Gemara says the nafkamina is chiger b'yom rishon v'nispashet b'moyed. Correct.
Right.
It was a chiger the first day and it was nispashet during the moyed. So according to Rabbi Yoshi, be chayev, because every day is a mechayev. According to Rabbi Yochanan, every day is only tashlumim for the first day. Correct. So the question that Tosfos raises is, let's say he was a nispa, let's say he was a bari, he was totally healthy the first day, and then on a later day, he now has a chiyuv tashlumin. Now the third day, fourth day, fifth day, whatever it may be, now he broke his leg. Is he chayiv to go? Tosfos says tzorich iyun, and Tosfos ends up by saying tzorich iyun, and then he says at the end kevan she'eno beharva. Kevan she'eno behava eno mevi. Tosfos ends up saying potter. So the Achronim have a major problem. Aliba deman. Who is this Tosfos going according to?
Even according
is this Tosfos according to Rabbi Yochanan or is it according to Rabbi Yosha?
Even according to Rabbi Yosha.
Even according to Rabbi Yosha?
Yeah, he's saying
so the Bach and Marsha and the Swasam story Evan says it's even according to Rabbi Yosha.
That's what I was.
Because maybe Rabbi Yosha is only
Tashlumin.
What?
It's even in Tashlumin because he can't do it the way he's supposed to do it. You have to be able to walk there to do it. It's a Peturim.
You had a chiyuv on you. You had a chiyuv,
but you can't do it. You can't do it because you have to do it the derech. You have to do it the derech. You have to do it the derech and it's done.
The mitzvah. Yes, mitzvah's being there, but being very makav garbage.
I understand, but you can't do the tashlum. It's a Peturim tashlum. But if you get better later, then you can do it. Once you could walk, let's say the fourth day, it restores the tashlum.
I would have thought that this is totally talking about Chlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yosha.
So
Tosfos at the end there says, Kevan She'eno Bahava, since he can't bring himself, Eino Tzorich Lahavi.
That's the Svar. The Svar is you have to do it the way you do it. It's not only a question of Batur. You have to do it. You can't do it. Because you can't do it the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to walk. You can't do it.
That's a machlokes achronim. Is Tosfos aliba de kulei alma? Just aliba de Rabbi Yosha or aliba de Rabbi Yochanan? So it's a three-way machlokes in the achronim.
But he should have said it's only aliba. And he doesn't say
the problem is that he says Rabbi Yosha in the Tosfos.
Yeah.
And the Bach is magia to Rabbi Yochanan.
That's
so it's a big machlokes. So you have the Bach Turiev and you have the three shittas there. Zim chayev lahakiv afshu atachiga kevin dehem tashlum derishon urishon chayev o dilma kevin daatahu chiger potter like you said I entice this chagiga tesamen al tur masul kevin delo nira daitam delaman diomer tashlum derishon chayev bahaya parsha perishon. He's saying that according to Tosfos, the way he understood Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd be chayav. But according to Rabbi Yosha, you'd be potter. Nira daitam de lamandiyom et hashlum derishim chayav. By a parshav derishim nasach hi b'sheni. V'ayim shem b'turei evin, cholek al zeh. V'hei v'raya, and the Turei Evin argues like the Sfas Emes, and says, no, even according to Rabbi Yosha, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd be potter. Even Kori Rabbi Yochanan Kulon Tashlum Derishon, you'd still be potter. After Hayaroi Berishon, Umar Makom Anilach. So that's the machlokas that I'm telling you. Vidas Ritva Besuka Limzayin Amud Beis. Very interesting Ritva he brings. I didn't get a chance to see it inside. Gabe. Now, what's the right way to pronounce this? Pazar Keshav.
Yeah.
Divra Amaskil Regel. So it's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. It's Regel Bifnei Atzma Lagabe Pazar Keshav. So par, pay is par, zayin is zman, resh is regel.
No, pay is par or pious?
Pious. I think that's not a machlokes. Pious, zman, regel, kuf is korban, shin is shir, beis is bracha. So machlokes what bracha means. So Tosfos says the bracha that the melech gave to the am, giving them a farewell bracha. Now the question is, what does it mean regel b'fnei atzma? The shmini shachag regel b'fnei atzma hu le'inyan. This is the word for shita. Im lo haya roy b'rishon shachag she'ein lo tashlum kol yimos hachag mikol makom b'shmini makriv hakarbanos va'af de le'inyanim chag b'yant of rishon ein tzorech lochag od b'shmini v'cheni ma haya roy b'rishon b'toch hachag nidche gam ha'shmini b'tashlum da'aveh regel echad. Aber einen zeh im lohaya chazi berishon, or afil koye mehachag, da ikar yom rishon b'shar hamoadim im lohaya chazi berishon eno mashtim. Aber b'shmini the chag regel b'fnei atzmo hu leinin zeh the makriv after lohaya chazi berishon. זה גם כן זה בתורס תשלומים, זה גם כן זה מחאי בפני עצמו. לפי הריטפה, זה גם כן מחאי בפני עצמו. What does that mean? It means that if a person is eino roy, he breaks his leg, and it doesn't heal till shmini atzeres. Shmini atzeres itself is a new mechai. Shmini atzeres, according to the ritva, is not just a tashlumim, but it's also a separate mechai.
But the rabbi says if he was chogi on the rishon, it's not totally mechai.
He wrote it.
So it's not a total separate machayev.
Right. I mean, the separate machayev meaning that even if he only becomes roy by shmini, he can fulfill his chiyuv from the yontif. Listen, this is fascinating. Look at the next paragraph. Gam kosov shom the chigosh in his pashet. Exactly our case. Someone broke a leg. O katan shehigdol b'toch haregel. Chayev lochug b'shmini. V'zeh pashut laharitfa. Dim haya chiger o echad mishnei shar peturim. U'mikom makom hikriv. V'achak naseh roi. B'vadei lo niftor mechiyu v'aydei masha osa. B'shar shaya pater. Ayen roshan chavchesa meralf gabi kafu sheh. U'b'ture evan. Ach b'katan. So it appears that the Shitas Haritfa is that if someone was Chiger Venis Pashet before Shmini Atzeres, if he brought the Korban while he was a Chiger, he would not be Yotze, he'd still be Chayev. Now why, the reason he brings Rosh Hashanah Gabi Kafu Shei is for the general klal that if someone does a mitzvah when they're Pater, it does not relieve them of their chiyuv. They then become chayiv. So for instance, if someone is a shota, right, and he eats matzah, and then later he's what? Nisbakeach. He can't say, I already ate matzah. So too, if someone is potter from chagig or alila regel, and he does the mitzvah, he cannot say, I've done the mitzvah, because he did it kashahaya potter. Ach, but what about a cotton? Would a cotton have the same halach? Interesting. Everyone talks about cotton, shenizgado, right, besoch sfir saimer. What about someone that has a birthday during Sukkot? Someone has a birthday during Sukkot. What about him being chayav alil or regel or korban chagiga? Ach b'katan shenizgadel toch haregel. A katan that goes ahead and becomes a gadol during a regel v'asa korban b'tchilas achag, and he did a korban like the Mishnah on Beis Amidal for chagiga says b'toras chinuch kodem shenizgadel. Efshar, that a cotton might be different, the niftar mikorban acherkach. Kamosha kosova rabban perakei, mikorban pesach aloch zayin. The cotton shin is gadol ben shnei psachim chayev, lasos pesach sheni. O mikomo kumim osu barishon, afshah haye cotton, niftar mi pesach sheni. Imkein hocha nami. Hashem
yeshlimu, selevesobis.
Ken. Right, there it's Elabei Sovus. There, the Sfora is that since the Katan is Nismane on the Korban Pesach, he has a Chelek in the Korban Pesach. So therefore, since he's considered to be royal the Korban Pesach, his doing the Pesach potters him. But what about a Korban Chagiga? That's the question. The Kfar Hivesi, Dimchal Yantav Rishon Bersha Osa.
He brings down this point. The Chakas of Mishra Kotz Hashem, the Kibin Rachmano, Rabbi Lakotan.
The Kibin Rachmano, Rabbi Lakotan, Limnos Oso Al Pesach Rishon, Al Kenifer, Im Ken Kan Lo Chayach Zeh. Vayein Mashvil Pati Bekvar of La'el, but Mitzvah's Korban Pesach Rishon. Okay, I think it's important to mention that the Minchas Chinuch, a number of places in his Chibur, brings a famous Rabbeinu Tuvia from Megillah. And he brings this to the Gabi Sfiras HaOmer. The men, both of the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Yosef Engel feel that if Katan is counting Sfiras HaOmer, then he becomes a Gadol, he can continue counting. Why? Based on Rabbeinu Tuvia that they both bring in Megillah. The Rabbeinu Tuvia, I forget the siman, in the Mordechai in Megillah, says, ask a question. How could a Suma go ahead and... What?
Rish Ram Zion.
Why, it says it there?
No, footnote.
Oh, 40, yeah?
48.
For the real? Rabbeinu Tuvia?
Yeah.
I was really impressed for a minute. Rabbeinu Tuvia asked the question, how could a Suma go ahead and pater b'nei beisai by Kiddush? How could a Suma go ahead and be mitzi everyone by Kiddush? He's assuming that Suma is an Eino Mitzuvah, It's not Chai, it's not a Bar Chiyuva. Now he's going ahead and being mitzi called b'nei beisai. That's Chayiv in Kiddush Doraisa. How could he be mitzi then? So he says, don't tell me Tosefes Shabbos is only Midrabanan and Heimamru. No. Even if Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa, Mordechai says, he could be mitzi. Why? Because he says that a Suma is a Chiyuv Midrabanan. And when Rabbanan impose a Chiyuv on you, they give you the power and the Toikem, the Chiyuv de Rabbanan, for it to act as a mitzvah, as a kiyum doraisa. Therefore, he says, the Mordechai continues, even if Tosefes Shabbos is midrabanan, I could be yotzei kiddush doraisa, but Tosefes Shabbos midrabanan. So since the Rabbanan said there's a concept of Shabbos early, that's enough of a toikef, he says, the Rabbanan have the koyach to be marchiv a mitzvah doraisa, to have a kiyum doraisa.
You need a kazayas, you can be mitzvah someone on benching.
Is that why?
I think that's one of the scores. Same thing. You only chayav benching with the rabbanon.
According to Tosfos Memches Mebeis, I can be mitzvah someone on benching even if I didn't eat. The only reason I need is a kazayas is so I could just say the words.
I think this.
So it's mashma going to Taisus from Chesma Beis that I really could be might see somebody even if I don't have any chiyuv at all. I just need that for a technical reason. So that Rabbeinu Tuvia has this idea that if you're doing something with Torah's chiyuv the Rabbanan, in some cases you could have a toikiv deraisa, a kiyum deraisa. For Taisefer Shabbos, even if it's only mid Rabbanan to be Yotze Kiddush deraisa, and for a sumo who's only chayiv mid rabbanan to be mitzi kol b'nei beisa. Zemashu amer. Sha'afu pishas tosefes mid rabbanan. Yesh koyach la rabbanan la say slow tokef daraisa la kiyum daraisa. Yesh koyach la gabe rabbanan lo marsha hu. Zer rabbeinu tuvia. She yesh koyach la chachamim. Lahagdirat ha-mitzvah. So you yachol latzeit. Ani yodea bayot. V'zal ashita shalo. V'al zeh, Rav Yosef Engel v'amin chazunach boneh, al zeh yesh mahem binyan al zeh. Shegam katan mitoras chinuch, yachol liyot shehu kiyem et ha-mitzvah doraisa. Af bishah zeh midin chinuch. Mi'oso sfora. Therefore,
Sfiras Omri says that.
Therefore, by Sfiras Omri says, what the Katan was counting, the whole beginning of the Omer, could have a kiyum deraisa of him to continue b'sfiras Omer midaraisa. That's Rabbeinu Tuvia. Now the question is, what about Shabbos? What about if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos? Do you say that he can now bring a korban the next days? So it's a Ferish Mishnah Chagig Yitzayim Ralph that if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, he's Chagig Me'achar Shabbos. So why is that as a Patur the first day? So Tosfos explains because the Patur of Shabbos is not a Psul Haguf. Only if someone has a Psul Haguf do you say there's no Tashlumin. Ukvar Hevesid Dimchal Yom Tov Rishon B'Shabbos Te'en Chagig Yitzayim Shabbos V'yesh Lo Tashlumin. V'lo amrin, kevin dol chazi b'rishon patim tashlum, kevin de ein chisorim beguf, rak hayom goren, kein kosva taisus. So Taisus says that Shabbos clearly is not a psul haguf. Therefore, I don't say that he was potter on the first day, and therefore he's potter the whole yontif. So Shabbos is something that's an external patur. It's not a psul haguf. The question would be, what about tameh? The Gemara says Tomei does not bring a korban chagiga and is pater alil regel from oilos re'ia because a Tomei is a Tomei is eno yochel lavoi v'meno yochel lavo eno yochel lahavi. That's the Gemara learns. If someone is Tomei on the first day, do you view Tomei like a chiger and he's pater all the other days, or do you view Tomei like Shabbos and he's chayev the other days? So what would you say? Would you say Tomei is like Shabbos and Tomei b'yom rishon is chayv b'tashlumim, or Tomei is like chiger and he's potter from tashlumim? So that's the open question. What about Tomei? Tomei the first day. So let's see. This is what he deals with. Ma? Ma? They're calling down Shom Mitzvah Baba Vero? The Be'etzem Karban Chagiga Osir B'Shabbos. Karban Chagiga Ina Doich Shabbos. So Lo Takana De Rabbanan. The Medina She Chagiga Ina Doich Shabbos. In Zmano Kavua Ina Doich Shabbos. The Mamish Din Dorais. The Lo Takana De Rabbanan. Kmo Yesh Koch Biyat Chachamim. So the question is, Kevin De Ein Chisorim Beguf. Lagabe Shabbos is Beferish. And Tosfos explained. Lagabe Beferish Mishnah on Yitzayim and Aleph. Well, Shabbos yesh lo tashlumin. Kevin the Enchisorim beguf rak hayom goren. Ken kosvatos. Al kein nira poshet. Dim haya chigir b'yantav rishon shechal yos b'Shabbos. What if he had double trouble on the first day? It's chigir plus Shabbos. B'vaday ein lo tashlumin. Kevin the loya chazi b'rishon. After beloved ha'chi loya makrit b'rishon. Mishum Shabbos, Mikol Kom Asha, Vayechisorim Beguf Gamkein, Aminun Shaper, Kevin Lo Chazi Berishon, the Potomil Shnot Tashlumen, Ubikol Shekain with Fi Hatam, Shekosva Tore Evan Sham, Bevadai Potter, Vize Pasha. So the question is, what about Tomei? What's the din Lagabe Tomei Biyam Rishon? What do you think about someone who's Tomei on the first day? Does he have tashlum the rest of the days? How do you view Tomei? Do you view Tomei as a psul haguf and his potter? Or you do view Tomei as an outside psul? So, v'kashmi tuva achas v'gadol hi'alai. B'ma de'eno docha Shabbos. This is a whole different... Okay, we'll continue this next time. This is a different question. But that's the big question they discuss. What about a Tomei? Does a Tomei have tashlum or not? Which would lead us to Shai's question, which is interesting. Let's say someone has no karka on the first day and buys karka the third day. Would you say he's chayiv? Meaning on the first day, the fact he didn't have karka l'chayra is not a psul haguf, correct?
Sure.
L'chayra is a psul, it's a psul study. Like
Tomei you can clear, but not.
Is it like Shabbos or not? So it's like Shabbos and therefore he'd be chayiv. Tomei, the question is, what about Tomei? So they bring a raya from Tosfos Chagiga Beis Amanal for Gabi Tomei. Because Tosfos says the Mishnah just lists Psule Haguf. Cheresh, Shoita, Cotton, Chiger. It does not list Psulim that are not Psule Haguf. Like Tosfos says, She'en lo karka, Tomei Borski. So it seems like Tosfos is categorizing Tomei as not being included in the Mishnah because it's not a Psul Haguf.
Shabbos is not a Psul, just have Timsu, you can't do it.
So right, so it's like Shabbos really, Tomei.
What
right?
If he was Rachok and then he flew in to Yerushalayim?
Then Mechorin B'chayev.
Which Tumas are make you not able to bring the car?
Any Tuma that prevents you from going to the Azara. So that's Tumas Mace, it's the only one, right?
It's the only one, right?
And a tumah sheret yechol ikanes. Yeah, afshal alech lemikvah ikanes lo.
Tful yom asu bazor.
Tful yom asu bazor.
Okay. Is as noshim ishkelek
shemutam. I wonder if someone's a zov.
Zov is also in a har bayis.
But it's also in a har bayis even.
Right.
So the chor depends what type of tumah. Tumah zov is a tumah sakuf, no? I understand a tumor that comes from even the outside, the sheriff, the maze, something.
I don't think that that's the issue. The issue is where the tumor comes from. I mean, if it's a tumor that touched you a mace, then you would say that it's not a psula guf. But if you're a zov, you're a zov bechefta, a zov's like a chigir. Tumor tmei mace is not like a chigir, but a zov's like a chigir. I think that that's the case.
I would. It's plausible. Why wouldn't you say a tumor zov is like a tumor sakuf? It's mamush. We make this cholik regarding other dinim.
I understand tuma. I understand it, so it's more chomer. But lechayra, it's not that.
We make those chalukim about this magufa or not about tuma. So regarding other things, I don't forget which, but we do.
It's a magufa, but it's not in the ends of men. It's not a difference in the person itself.
I hear. So this is. So you could be close to what's the shot in tuma sabu?
Is it a mensch or is it the source is in the.
It should be better than Tuma.
Shabbos, Kamo Chigir.
Chigir is also something which is temporary.
Shabbos, Lo, Kamo
Chigir. You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.